Greetings, wonderful women and marvelous men. This is Kelly Hunter, and I'm wanting to share with you some musings about the feminine path of self-awareness and personal brilliance. These are some thoughts and perspectives I've been considering for many years, from my experience as a woman, from research, and from talking to people about their lives and experience. Most everyone I talk to is in the midst of change in their lives. Are you? I know I am. And it's outward manifestations, but it's also inward perceptions and insights and attunements that are changing for all of us in this consciousness shift that we're in. Thankfully, many wisdom teachers are present these days to help us through these times and this shift. And many of them are saying that at the heart of this current birth of consciousness is the reawakening of the feminine, the goddess, that we need to balance the head with the heart to unite the strength and clarity of the masculine with the compassion and intuitive wisdom of the feminine. Both men and women experience what we call masculine and feminine aspects of consciousness, these complementary sides of our experience. Often we call them receptive and active, or they can be associated with the right brain and the left brain. But this is not the whole story, nor is what I'm presenting to you. But I hope this material is useful to you as it has been in my awakening process and continues to be. For many years, I've been interested in the question of what it means to be a woman, since I am one. Through my own experiences and searching, I've come to recognize these three essential aspects of our feminine consciousness that contribute to our wholeness, men and women, for fulfillment, for self-awareness, for personal brilliance. And these are what I call the moon self, the Venus self, and the Lilith self. My background is in astrology and mythology, so I think in planets, stars, and goddesses, but you don't need to. I'm talking plain English here, right from the start, right from my heart. I speak primarily to the direct experience of women. So I'm talking mainly to you, my sisters, and I welcome all the men who are interested to be with us, because these phases of personal development are universal to human experience for all of us. You men will deeply understand the feminine side of your own emotional growth more fully and be able to appreciate the women in your life, and we'll all engage more deeply in relationships. The feminine side is, after all, the relational side. So what do I mean by these three aspects? The moon self refers to childhood experiences, the early basic foundational stuff. Moon is the womb and the mother. Even when we're in the womb, we're experiencing life through the mother and through the sounds, through the sensations that come through the womb. And then the mother births us. So moon is mother, and it is also DNA and the family patterns that give us our biological setup. And the impact of mother and our early caretakers and our family of origin impress us with a sense of identity that becomes who we think we are. These impressions create very subconscious patterning, defenses, resistances, filters, reactions that we take for granted because they're wired in our basic operating system from so early. And these influences from back then shape our sense of safety and security in life, whether we expect our basic needs to be met or not. Therefore, the moon has a great impact on relationships, our choices, and behavior in relationships. Originally, you know, we are born with our shining essence radiating. Yet, inevitably, influences, these early ones, shape our ego and our personality development. And we are, in a sense, sort of separated from that essential self. And this creates these patterns, these reactive patterns held in the moon body and their dilemmas. So then we have the second aspect, the Venus self. Mythic Venus is the goddess of love and beauty. She's the girls just want to have fun quality of enjoying life and appreciating the beauty around us and loving the people that we love. I think of Venus as the lovering, whereas the moon is the mothering. Venus is our emotional intelligence, thinking with our hearts, our values, our relational styles. We're not all looking for the same thing. And our personal happiness in life. That's Venus. And it's also our sense of self-esteem, our self-love. Venus wrote that law of attraction that we hear a lot about these days, which states that as whatever energy we're exuding, emotional energy we're exuding, that is the magnetic attraction that brings to us our life experiences. This aspect of the feminine most wants to express joy and love and gratitude, appreciation, that really invite the best and rich emotional experience. Surely in the intensity of these times, we clearly need more joy in our lives, and what a gift to give. Then there is another very profound and essential aspect of our experience, the deep desire of the soul for union with the divine. I call this the Lilith self, named for the primordial feminine that was sometimes considered the first woman in the Garden of Eden. Oh yes, in some stories, if you thought that was Eve, well, there's a different take that we can find from this deeper primordial feminine, whole unto herself. In many mystical teachings, the soul is called the Bride of God, the Sophia, the divine wisdom of the feminine. This essential self calls for authenticity, one of my favorite Lilith words, authenticity, and seek spiritual liberation. Our Lilith self is a deeply erotic essence of the life force that invites us into an intriguing field of inquiry and lures us beyond the comfort level and the basic patterns of the moon and even the personal happiness level of Venus. The Lilith self taps into our very hidden, secret personal corners, like our secret garden. And here, we find sometimes we trip over our own stuff, that old moon stuff, or the personal aspects of the Venus. Lilith is more impersonal in her spaciousness, takes us beyond judgment, the dualities of life. She blows our minds open to the spaciousness of our true being. Is this deep, dark chocolate part of your soul calling to you? This feminine field of being is a dance among these three essential aspects, We need all of them for our wholeness and to feel really fulfilled. We each have a unique expression of these three elements that plays out in our lives and relationships. Our experience thus becomes richer, creatively charged by the aliveness of the life force moving through us. The more we engage with this feminine path to self-awakening, I feel the more we can shine with our particular quality of personal brilliance. Shine on!